Everyone has questions. Why am I here? Where will I go when I die? Is there really truth? But not everyone has biblical answers. Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study the Bible to draw closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is Pastor Tom Brock.
Welcome to the Pastor's Study. Do you or someone you know have a problem with pornography? Because pornography is everywhere in our culture now. You just turn on the computer and it's at your fingertips. We thought we'd bring in an expert today, a Christian man who works with people who have pornography addiction issues. So welcome Dr. Al Larson to our show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on your show.
So for half an hour, we're going to talk about conquering pornography. Al, when I was 8 years old, I found my dad's pornography, and that messed me up. And what I found were like Playboys. Today, kids are finding hardcore pornography on the computer. Right. And so have you found, because you work with lots of Christian people, is this a big problem today inside the church people?
Well, it's interesting. You know, you're saying 8 years old. The purveyors of pornography, their goal is to capture our children younger and younger. Mm-hmm. The average age now is between 8 and 9 years old. In the church, you know, it's not any different. They're getting captured through the games they play and all, you know, just a tremendous source of input and influence on our church. 70%, when you ask about the church itself, I mean, there's statistics all over the place and they vary. If they're even half right, you know, we're in deep trouble in the church because of what it does to the brain. Mm-hmm. The statistics indicate that about 70% of Christian men are fighting with pornography on a daily basis. A statistic I just read recently said 50% of the Christian men are addicted to pornography. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And I heard somebody say, our brain was not designed to handle internet pornography. I mean, internet pornography is kind of a new thing, and it's just bombarding people. Why is it that people, men especially, but women too, to a degree, but I think it's mainly a man problem, am I right? Aren't men more into this than women?
About a third of the people who are searching the internet for pornography are women.
Oh, is that right?
So, and it's growing.
Okay.
But we think, the statistics indicate, that about 20% of Christian women are addicted to pornography.
And so, why is it so hard? Let's say you've looked at it, you've done it, and you know it's wrong. God forgive me. I never want to do this again. Help me not. And then you do it again. Mm-hmm. Why is it so hard to quit this?
Well, I wanted to be able to read this quote and make sure I got it right. But think of this once. Describing porn's effect to a U.S. Senate committee, Dr. Jeffrey Satanover of Princeton University, he's a Harvard graduate as well, and his specialty is child psychology. And he quoted this. He says this to the Senate committee. It is as though we have devised a form of heroin 100 times more powerful than before, usable in the privacy of one's home and injected directly to the brain through the eyes. So when you say it's not designed, you know, for the brain has something called neuroplasticity. And all that means is the brain. Plasticity means adaptability, changeability. So when you were 8 years old, you're right. It's tremendously different today when they see the visuals of pornography on the internet. But what it's doing, it's interrupting the chemicals of the brain, and it's wiring the brain to be conditioned to only be able to respond sexually to visual images. So,
which is not the way God made us.
No.
And so I think we got a 2-minute video clip about the science of the brain. Al's put together some videos. What is your website again?
It's mind-armor.com.
If you need more info, you're going to hear in a few minutes that there is a way to conquer this and to battle this. Mind-armor.com. But here's a 2-minute video about the brain, then we're going to come back and talk some more.
Science of the mind.
So the flesh has a mind, which only does a specific kind of thinking, a thinking that is hostile towards God. There's no cure for the flesh. Let me say it again. There is no cure for the flesh. Only a ferocious determination to overcome and have victory over the mind of the flesh. And that's your decision. In order to make that decision, it's extremely important that you know what the mind of the flesh is. What you're looking at is a picture of the human brain with 100 billion neurons conducting amazing electrical chemical processing. Now, there are specific areas of your brain that store and retrieve information coming in from our 5 senses, which allow us to respond to the issues of life. The Word tells us that the flesh has a mind. Let me show you where I believe the mind of the flesh is located. The part of the brain that you're seeing here is called the limbic system. It's known as the emotional brain. The higher reasoning part of the brain is located here, and fleshly-minded processing and thinking is here. This is where the instinctual drives and behaviors come from. This part of the brain controls the automatic ways we respond to our environment and relationships. We learn to fight or flee, to do anger, rage, anxiety, fear, and addictions. We have also learned inappropriate ways to satisfy our sexual desires, which are automatically stimulated and controlled by this part of our brain. So the flesh has a mind that puts chemicals into your brain that hijacks you and shuts your higher reasoning down. So remember, the mind of the flesh doesn't obey the Word of God, and it's not capable of obeying it. We're going to teach you how to be the objective observer over the mind of the flesh, thoughts and emotions that get stimulated by the lies that saturate the world.
So Al, there it is, how the brain can get messed up by this stuff. And let me ask you this. Somebody asked me this recently, and I'll ask the expert. And he said to me, this was a young man struggling with sexual addictions, and he says, what do you do when a wave of temptation comes over you? Mm-hmm. And you're just attacked by a wave of temptation. What do you do? What mm-hmm. would you have said to him?
Well, same thing I've said to hundreds, maybe thousands of people over the last 25 years counseling, which is what I do. You know, I've been counseling for a long time. And so that wave that's coming over them is because chemicals are being released in the brain because of thought. So when the brain gets stimulated, it puts the chemistry into the brain. The first thing that a person needs to understand is what's happening to them.
Okay.
Is that these thoughts that are going on produce chemistry into the brain, and it's like taking a syringe. You know, people are addicted. It's the greatest addiction on the planet is lust and pornography. So externally, someone ingests a drug to get high. But the visual stimulation is like taking a syringe and putting the chemistry right into your brain through the visual stimuli.
Okay.
So that rush is coming because of that. And he needs to be able to have a pattern interrupt to exit it.
Okay. So what would you say to him? What do you do?
Well, he needs to have an ability to know what's happening and that it's occurring, and then to be able to say to his brain, there's a part of him that's designed by God to run his brain. We're mandated to run our brain. To say to it, stop. Stop this now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing in the program is we're teaching what a thought is and how to be able to have dominion over that
yep.
part of the brain called the flesh.
And I think this is now going to be the most important part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Again, mind-armor.com. We'll get it more detailed. But so let's an evil image comes into your mind.
Right.
You have kind of a method on how you deal with it.
Right.
Would you explain that to people?
Well, think about this first, that in the church, we talk about taking thoughts captive, but we don't explain what a thought is. So what I do, speak to the mm-hmm. to the camera here for a second. For you men that are listening and women that are listening to this, help your men discover what a thought is. So if you think of someone you love, a visual image pops into your mind. So think of someone you love. And if you think the Lord's Prayer, think the Lord's Prayer. So you can hear the words of the Lord's Prayer in your mind, and you can see the pictures in your mind as well. The pictures are the thought, and the words are the thought. Every picture and every word puts chemistry into your brain. So when someone sees a pornographic picture, let's say they're going in the mall,
mm-hmm.
and they see a 10-foot by 10-foot picture of Victoria's Secret.
There you go. That's the place.
Walking by. That stimulates the chemistry to go into the brain.
All right.
And so what a man needs to do is learn to have dominion over what's firing in the brain.
Yes.
And if we can change the meaning, which is what we teach men to do, change the meaning so that they know that they're in a war and that that's the enemy trying to attack their system, then they'll be on guard differently when they train their brain to do the truth.
And let me I'll tell you what I learned from your videos, and you tell me if I got this right. So I have an evil thought come into my head from something I saw.
Right.
And I'm tempted. You say you either see that as like on a pane of glass, and that you take a hammer and you shatter the pane of glass, or see it as on a big piece of paper and you light the piece of paper and it goes up in fire. And you say whichever of those is easiest for you to imagine is the one you should go for.
First of all, it's very good.
All right, am I right or wrong?
No, you're
absolutely right. So, and then what do I do?
Well, once you've done that, we say, well, what is happening when a person can take this pornographic picture that's in their brain and they practice ahead of time smashing those pictures? We can do anything. God's made it that this is our brain, and he designed us to run our thought life. That's why it says, gird your mind for action in Peter. Why it says, take a thought captive. Why it says, make every effort to add to your faith moral excellence. Because it's something we're supposed to be able to do. God designed us to do that. The spirit, when we're born again, our spirit is to design by God to have dominion over our thought life.
Okay.
And that thought life is pictures and words.
So one more time, Al, because I'm sure I did it in a broken way. Tell people about this thing.
Okay. When you see a pornographic picture, and you can do that by memory, the commercial you saw yesterday, or walking into the mall and seeing that picture of Victoria's Secret's there, that is the enemy's infiltration of your nervous system. You can take that picture, freeze frame it, because it's your brain, turn it to glass, and smash it into little pieces. You can also take a pornographic picture that's in your mind from memory and freeze frame it and take a blowtorch to it and light it on fire and see it go. When you do that, your brain is, your spirit is teaching your brain that you have control, and it's teaching your brain to have dominion over these kinds of thoughts, which we need to do in the church because we're losing. Men, we're losing. And you need to decide that you're going to make every single effort to have dominion over this part of your brain. Or it wires you and has you, grabs a hold of you. I did a poem once, it sounded like this. Hopin' and dopin' did me much harm, left me alone without an alarm. But listen now, what porn did, it held me and fed me and bade me lay down. It grabbed right a hold of me and took me to town. Tangled and twisted was all that I found. When I became a Christian, I decided that I was going to overcome this issue of lust and pornography that was in my life. But I didn't know how. And they prayed demons out of me I didn't have. And they were telling me to pray more, fast more, study more. Those things didn't change the structure of what was in my brain. So I was determined to learn what human design engineering, how God wired our brain, and applied theology to be able to do those two things, to be able to train my brain to do the truth of God's word.
What about, do you sometimes have to do that picture smashing thing over and over for a while?
Yes.
Like the rest of your life?
Oh, yes, the rest of your life. One of the things I say in the tape is that there's no cure for that part of the brain that they saw called the mind of the flesh. Mm-hmm. That part of the brain has an antenna.
You just got to kill it every day.
It has an antenna towards the lust and pride and all the things of the world. And God desires us to have charge over it and run it and take charge over it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to say this too. I talked to a Christian man who told me about his struggle with pornography, and he keeps it in the house. I said, now, wait a minute. You're keeping it. Well, yeah, it's expensive. I said, no, you got to throw that stuff away. And I talked to him, I think, about the importance of accountability, that you have somebody who's a prayer partner with you that holds you accountable on this stuff. Is that part of your program?
It is. You know, one of the things we found, we made our program confidential, first of all, and it's anonymous, confidential. Meaning that we don't require a name, address, or a telephone number. And we had to pay more to be able to have a person purchase our program and not provide all that information. So it's anonymous. And, you know, the internet for porn users, it's anonymous,
yeah.
It's accessible,
yeah.
Right? And ours is anonymous, confidential, private training program.
So if somebody's watching this and they want to get victory and they know they need help, if they go to mind-armor.com, will that show them how to sign up for help? Or what is
it? It will. The accountability program we've built inside of it, you can do a group program with this, with Mind Armor as well. We have a facilitator's guide and a workbook. But we have a program where we send a devotion and an assignment every day.
Through the internet.
Confidentially.
To people's email.
To keep them on target. And
okay.
It's a year-long program.
Okay, good. Good. Mm-hmm. And so explain, what is Mind Armor for people?
Mind Armor is a very specific skill-based program that is about how God designed us, applied theology. And there's a 60-minute video that does the teaching and the training.
Okay.
There's 7 segment videos, the workbook, the internet emails with devotion and
so you can't do this by yourself if you want to.
The issue is that most men aren't going to raise their hand in church,
right.
And they're not going to show up in a small group. Now some will, but it's usually because they've been either exposed, their wife has caught them,
yeah.
Or someone else, or they're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
And they're kind of forced to do it.
And let me just explain: if you're open to being in a small group, which I think is a great idea. National Coalition for Purity, Google that, and there are groups like that in the Twin Cities.
There are.
But if you'd rather go this route, they go to Mind Armor?
Mind-armor.com.
There you go.
And, you know, both are good.
Yeah, they
somebody
both are.
That's willing to come out and share that this is a difficult pull in their life.
And we're going to show now a little clip of many men, especially, but have you got groups for women yet, or help for women yet?
You know, we're in the process of developing a program for women,
okay,
too.
Good.
But also the women who are dealing with this with their men, they hate that their men are doing lust, so they need support, too.
Yeah.
What do I do? How do I support my husband?
Well, let's look at somebody who went through this and really got help. Here's a video.
I'm Mark Henderson. I am a counseling pastor at a large church, and I've been working there for 12 and a half years doing counseling ministries. And the thing I'm so excited about Mind Armor training tools is they're skill-based tools that transform the brain. And transformation is the big thing that we talk about in churches, but these are actually skill-based tools that help us transform our brains so that we can change the meaning of lust and pornography and stop doing those things.
Hi, my name's Tom Richter. Mind Armor is a tool that will provide you, as it provided me, real tangible application to apply 2 Corinthians 10 in your own life. Mind Armor helped me partner with the Holy Spirit to gain control over lust and pornography.
Hey, I'm Jim, and I've struggled with pornography most of my life. I'm in my late 40s. I stumbled across it when I was 9 years old. Tried many, many different things to become free, the Word, getting married, all those types of things. And the only thing that finally worked for me was Mind Armor training tools, because what they did for me, they gave me a way to see pornography for what it really was. It's hurtful and harmful. It hurts me, my relationship with God, hurts my wife, and I'm free.
Well, that's a great testimony, and the Lord bless you for doing what you're doing, because not many people are. A lot more people are selling pornography than trying to get people off of it. But I got a question now. Great testimonies. Let's do an analogy with drinking.
Okay.
Here's 2 men I've known, John and Bob.
Mm-hmm.
John comes to Christ, accepts the Lord, and his drinking problem pretty much goes away rather miraculously.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's had a drink for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Bob, Christian man, who knows if he doesn't go to his AA meeting every Friday night, he's going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are Christians who are kind of supernaturally delivered,
right.
And others who have to battle. And you know, God bless Bob. I think he had like 16 years of sobriety before he died. But there's a, what's the norm in the porn problem for people?
Mm-hmm.
What do you find?
I think you're making really a good point. You know, I was addicted to pot, alcohol. I did crank. Prior to the age of 30, when I became a Christian, I was able to overcome those addictions compared to lust and pornography, it was easy.
Oh, really?
And I'm not saying that for those that are struggling with those addictions that it's easy. I'm not saying that. But compared to this thing of lust, when it grabbed a hold of me again after I became saved, it was a horrible, shameful, awful thing that I was experiencing.
Yeah.
And my wife was experiencing when she was walking, holding my hand in the mall, and my head would get jerked this way and that way. And I think that the difference is the enemy is so smart in putting this in every aspect of our life, in commercials, TV commercials, sitcoms, movies, billboards, in the mall, everywhere. And he's getting bolder and bolder.
Yeah.
And it's affecting the church in such a dramatic way. So I think it's the reason that this is so much more difficult is some things, you know, he can an alcoholic can avoid having alcohol in his home. He can avoid going to a bar or being with his friends. He can have a Coke instead. But with the issue of fighting lust and pornography, it's bombarding
it
and
is.
Getting into our brain, and we hardly know it.
And for that very reason, I don't have cable TV in my house. Now, I preach against cable on cable. Let me do it again. But I don't know if maybe you can handle it. Okay, I can't handle some of that stuff on cable TV. And so I just have regular TV in my house. That's from hell. Cable TV can be from the inner recesses of hell. So some of this stuff we just have to, or some men, tell them about, what's it called, where you put a thing on your computer.
Yeah, they have internet filtering systems. What I think that if you would look at
Covenant Eyes.
Covenant Eyes, and there's a number of programs that are really good out there. But what I want is to have a filtering system that's in my heart. So that when a pornographic image comes up, or a commercial, or you're in the mall, that you're going to see it. When you shift meaning, then the chemistry that's released in your brain changes too.
Okay.
So I want that filtering system to be in my heart.
And that's that thing where you imagine
smash the pictures
and
change the thoughts themselves.
But you know, again, for me personally, what has helped me in my Christian life really put a dent into sin is me having to call somebody once a week and we pray for each other. I hold him accountable, he holds me accountable, and we for me accountability is key. Whereas if I have nobody holding me accountable for anything, I'm a lot more likely to sin.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's good. I don't think there's one thing that's going to work for every human being.
Right.
You know, that's why, you know, AA works for some people and doesn't work for other people.
Right.
So, you know, what Mind Armor does is give an alternative
for
those that don't feel comfortable to go tell somebody.
Okay.
They don't have an accountability person.
Right.
I have story after story where they didn't have somebody. They're not bold like you.
Okay.
They won't go to someone and talk about it.
Yeah.
So what Mind Armor will do is help them train their brain so they have a filtering system internally.
So we want to tell you, mind-armor.com, if you struggle with this kind of thing, go there, see if it's for you. And I don't know if you've got a phone number they can call and talk to you, but it's probably on
the
website.
No, I do. They can call 651-777-3112, extension 59 is my my extension to leave a message for me, and I'd get a hold of you.
Well, Al, we've got 4 minutes. I want us to pray before we end the program. We want to pray for everybody watching this who struggles with pornography, and that's a lot of people, a lot of Christian people. But before you pray, Al, I'm going to ask you to pray. You've got about 2 minutes.
Good.
Tell us. Let me just pick your brain. Were you raised in any kind of church at all?
No. I grew up in a very dysfunctional home. I was physically abused, sexually abused as a kid.
You were.
My dad was killed in a bar fight when I was 9.
Oh my.
Saw him die in the bar. Grew up in a housing project. I was a violent kid, addicted to so many things, and actually in jail at 15.
You were.
Married at 17.
And you're still married to her.
48 years.
God bless you.
God bless.
And her.
I've been blessed. Her, to put up with me.
So here's a big question.
Yeah.
How did God get a hold of you? How did you convert to Christ?
It was coming to the awareness, because love meant pain to me, coming to the awareness that this God loved me so much that he gave himself for me. And so I became aware of his love, and I became aware that I was a possessor of hell, and I went all in and sold out to Christ.
And did he use a person, a TV show? What did he use to get you?
Actually, I was separating from my wife. I was had an apartment, and I was doing some really horrible things. And I heard God's voice in the cells of my body, and he said, if you don't go home to the woman I gave to love you, I'm done with you.
Wow.
I took a pan, because I had a lot of people in the room. I pounded on the pan, and I said, everybody listen up. I'm out. This is my place now. I said, I'm out of here, and I'm never coming back. And it scared me. I was so terrified of this God going to remove himself from me that it started, it just started that transformational process.
Of so reading kind of an inner voice you got.
It was in the cells of my body.
Wow.
It's interesting. It says in Acts that a vibration of God, Paul received a vibration.
Okay.
From God.
Okay.
And that vibration, the sound, whatever that was,
all right.
I think downloaded all this information.
Great.
In
well,
the
listen,
fall.
We got to wrap it up.
Okay.
Can you just take it, if you could just, we got about yes. 30 seconds. Go ahead and pray
okay.
there, Al.
I want to pray for the men and the women that are listening to this, that you would hear from the Holy Spirit. I'm here for a reason. You're watching this for a reason. And so I would pray, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts, that you would help them. I know the shame and the difficulty of overcoming this issue of lust, and that leads to pornography, that can lead to affairs, that can destroy your family, your relationship with your children, and it can destroy your ministry. So Lord God, I pray that you would help them, mm-hmm. that you would encourage them, mm-hmm. God, that you would have them find the help that they need, whether it's Mind Armor, or a group like Pure Desire or one of the other ones that are out there, God, but that they would do something mm-hmm. that would make a difference on how they deal with this mm-hmm. issue. And I ask these things in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Well, thank you. God bless you, Al, for your important
That's
work.
Good.
And everybody, we'll see you again next time at the Pastor Study. Go to pastorstudy.org, and you can watch all of our TV shows. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the gospel of Christ because of our generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org. Or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today and always.